Yeah. Give me what I like. Wake up. The Ryan O'Connor Breakfast Show. 6 to 9. Smile 90.4 FM. We've become impulsive recently, and I'll tell you why. Because your kids want you to go to a certain store that now offers these little miniature grocery items when you pay, spend 200 Rand or more.
Mm-hmm.
Come on, you know what I'm talking about. Your kids are insisting that you add to their mini collection, and they've redone them, and it's made now, or it has been for a while, from recycled material. But the attention to detail of the little items, my kids are obsessed with these little grocery items, right?
Mm-hmm. Do they have the whole bag?
No.
Not yet.
No, because they want us to go shop more.
I was just about to say.
We bought a mop. I don't even think we needed a mop. We didn't need things. And we came home and Corin's got like, oh, look, we got 6 more of these things. I'm like, I can do the math. I know how much money you needed to spend to get 6 of those.
Yeah,
it's true.
But listen, tell Faith and Aaron I am so willing to swap with them because there are a couple of things that I have. Just
double.
You're
a collector.
Listen. Schools. The kids go in with all their extras. Are your kids obsessed with this? How many do you have? Do you have other aunties and uncles? And we don't judge. We're not going to judge you on how many of these you have because the bigger families have aunties and uncles that contribute and give your kids these little items.
your kids and success.
God, I had no idea.
Also,
I know you were collecting these. Do you know that the coffee, the little coffee, right? You can scratch it. It smells like coffee.
Do they have a mini toilet? Oh.
As far as those little mini things go, it's gotten to the point where my kids' school has actually banned them from bringing them to school and swapping because it's such a craze and they don't focus on anything else.
I've got a secret. I've got a secret on how to get these collectibles, these little shop items.
Okay.
This is the story. So Emily comes home from school at grade 5 and absolutely distraught. World War 3, she took all the items to school and she's misplaced it. Gone.
Oh.
So we have a huge issue. It's 6:30 in the evening. She's not eating. It's just tears everywhere. I don't know what to do. You know, anything short of me going down to Checkers and buying 12 months worth of groceries, I'm going to get back into the game. Not even. So that's not going to be an option. So I think to myself, now I'm highly irritated. So I think to myself, WhatsApp. So I go to the WhatsApp groups. I'm WhatsApping the community. Anyone within a 5-kilometer radius. So I go community. I go armed response. I go neighborhood watch. I go family members I haven't seen since Christmas. I've got a big beef here, guys. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
End of the day, I start getting replies. I couldn't believe it. And I think to myself, wait a minute. I tell you what, Rocky, by 10:30 that night, I was busy driving around the neighborhood collecting these items. We've got more items now than I've ever had before.
Winner.
What a save.
Dad of the year.
Hi, Ryan and team. Listen, you're talking about the kids. I'm the one that fights for these little thingies between myself and my daughter. The two of us are like 5 years old when the groceries come because we do it online. And we wait at the door and we wait for it to come. And between the two of us, we're breaking through those bags to see what we got. And we fight over what we want.
So my baby brother,
he
is, I don't know if it's an obsession or if it's a compulsive disorder that he's got.
But
baby brother is about this shop that has these little mini things. He doesn't just ask everybody to go and shop there. He's got this little box there and this little case thing. And the last item he needed was, the last two items was the credit card and the trolley.
Yes.
I've seen him take it to church. Never mind school. Never mind school. He's taken the extras to church to trade at church. But here's the thing, man. He doesn't trade with the kids. He trades with the parents. Because my baby Grandi is 57. So he's officially got the full set. Now, this is not the first time that this shop had this thing going, eh? He had the previous set as well.
No.
Follow us on Instagram at Ryan O'Connor Breakfast Show.